And welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us on this Wednesday evening. We're with you up until 10 o'clock this evening. If you missed any of the interviews in the first hour, you got an opportunity to catch up on it. Go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports. Don't forget that next week being Thanksgiving. We'll be on Thursday night Thanksgiving at 8 o'clock to 10. It'll be a best of. So you'll want to kind of check that out a little bit, and we'll let you know on Thanksgiving morning exactly who will be on, what replays that we'll have. So that should be a lot of fun as well. As I said, we are in playoff mode in high schools. Some of the colleges are starting their playoffs as well this week. And then we get into the NCAA teams who will finish up over the next couple of weeks, have their conference titles, and then they will get into their playoffs or bowl games. One of the programs that it's just obvious that you can't ignore. I mean, they're the most successful program in the state of Florida over the last 4 or 5 years. They are the defending national NAIA state champ or national champions. This year they are 9-0, number one in the country, and will get a bye in the opening round of the playoffs, which get underway this week. Kaiser University, the Seahawks, have just done an amazing job using players from all over South Florida and throughout the state. Miles Russ is in his first year as head coach, taking over for Doug Socia, who went to Lenore Ryan, and they have not, and I emphasize, they have not skipped a beat. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on another great year. And I know that you guys take one game at a time, but wow, this is an impressive run.
No, thank you so much, Coach. It's really been a blessing. You know, it's definitely been going by very fast, but it's been exciting. The guys have really done a great job, the players, the staff. So we're just trying to keep this thing going.
Yeah. I mean, and you've been a part of this for a while. So this isn't something you just jumped into and everybody had to learn you and everybody had to know you. You know, you had some new coaches join the staff. Obviously, some of them went up with Doug to Lenore Ryan. But you've had enough coaches that you trusted and you knew. Talk about that process, because you know as well as I do, you're only as good as your assistants will help you to.
Exactly. And I tell everybody, man, this is God's team, man. It, you know, the coaching staff, it was really big. We were only able to, keep two to three guys on staff. So, you know, mostly all the guys went to Lenore with my mentor, Coach Socia, and I'm really close friends with everybody else that, went with them. So I really had to try to find the right pieces, you know, to, you know, come into this program, you know, getting a brand new defensive coordinator, you know, getting a new quarterbacks coach, special teams coordinator, offensive coordinator was on staff, but he was the quarterbacks coach. So a lot of guys are taking new positions. And so that was a process. You know, I used some of the players that we were able to keep to kind of help me with the process. I felt like they, you know, knew exactly what we needed, what we wanted, and I wanted them to be a part of it. But at the end of the day, you know, I was blessed to be able to bring in the right guys to be a part of this program.
And this all kind of started in the spring. You started getting everybody together. You had a really positive spring. Like you said, coaches were getting to know one another, and they were getting to know you, and they were getting to know the players and, you know, what you expected out of them. And then came summer. And, you know, I was up there a couple times during the summer for, you know, your camps and your 7-on-7 events. And that to me, and you know as well as I do, that's how your programs are built. Getting enough kids on campus and their parents on campus to see events like that. You guys have held a numerous amount of events on a Friday night. So you've given the opportunity for not only the players, but their parents to be involved in it as well. Talk about the importance, because I know you're big on recruiting. You're big on trying to keep the local base, you know, as your home base. Talk about that process.
No, it's huge. To have the parents come meet us and see the campus and meet our kids and be able to just to see what we're all about. And I think that's the biggest thing about it, and that's really helped me to kind of transition into the head coaching position because, you know, I was over that whole process with Coach Sosa being the recruiter coordinator. And then now, you know, having help with our guys, with our recruiter coordinator, Chris Ortiz, does a great job. And he knows exactly, you know, how this thing should be built. And, you know, we've been built off of the backs of the local kids. And we really feel like trying to take advantage of their them being around and being able to see what we're all about and coming to campus numerous times, you know, not just for camps, but for games, for, you know, different things so they can just really truly know us and there's no no surprises when they join our program.
Yeah, no doubt. Miles Russ is the head coach at Kaiser University, undefeated, number one in the country. And, you know, you and I talked during the offseason, the schedule is everything. I mean, sure, you want to play your conference, which obviously I was at your St. Thomas University game, and that started out like it wasn't going to be a thriller, but then it ended up being a thriller. And obviously, two of the best teams in the country, you both got byes, you know, in the opening round. But you started the season against Division II teams, which is so – people don't realize what a huge push that is as far as getting your a barometer on your team. You opened up at North Greenville to start the season, you know, in South Carolina, and you came away with an overtime win. And then 9 days later, you were up in South Carolina again playing Newberry College, which is a program that always, you know, that always produces some really, really good talent as well. And you came away with a 19-point win. Talk about those two games, because I think those two games may have set the tone for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing we tell all our guys. We use those games to contend and legitimize the program. We want to get our guys as much exposure as possible. And in order to do so, you know, we want to play up. We want to play Division II teams. We're trying to play FCS teams that, you know, we're willing to play us as well, and that is huge. We don't want a false sense of reality of who we are as a program. We want to be able to play up and play those teams and really know what we are and what we're about, and face some adversity as well before we get into league play. That is really good as well. So it was great. It really set the tone for our program for this year.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And not only that, you have an opportunity to play in a conference that's pretty competitive. Obviously, we talked about the St. Thomas University game earlier in the year. Also, Southeastern University in Lakeland, which was a pretty good game. They went down to the end with that contest as well. The conference, the Sun Conference, has really been competitive. Obviously, we know that Warner and Weber, Florida Memorial, is getting a whole lot better. You know, they've done a tremendous job. Ave Maria as well. Talk about the conference, because that conference is based on a lot of the players who compete against each other or play with each other. So, it's no surprise. Talk about that, far as the conference and how it elevates not just you guys, but it elevates the entire NAIA here in Florida.
Yeah, and I'm so excited about the conference. And the one thing, you know, not just players, but it's great coaches, you know, great coaches within the entire conference. And trying to contend to push, you know, being able to play outside of our conference to show the rest of the country, you know, what we're all about down here in Florida and in our Sun Conference. And it's really been big, and it's not a coincidence that, you know, we're able to continue to do good in the playoffs because our conference gets us prepared. So, like I tell everybody, hopefully we can get three teams in the playoffs. You know, Southeastern just missed it, but, you know, it's part of, you know, trying to, you know, break into NAIA and show, you know, what we're all about down here for the Sun Conference.
Yeah. And the NAIA, a lot of people don't understand. It's really competitive. There's a lot of, you know, I mean, you look at a program like Incarnate Word, certainly had a pretty good quarterback a few years ago in Cam Ward. You know, I mean, he's doing a pretty good job down at University of Miami now. But not only that, you have an opportunity to – this is a big-time event, you know, like when you played at home at Southeast St. Thomas, rather, to begin to get – the season, the commissioner of the league was there. It was really a lot of people were on hand. It was two of the best teams, you know, in the state of Florida. I mean, because besides you two, the only other program, you know, that won a national title would be West Florida. And that was Division II program as well. You look at last week, and a lot of people probably missed, but there was a you guys had a show, and it was a a bracket show, and I watched, and a lot of these people around the country, they get into it. And what was it like when you guys were? I mean, because you kind of had a feeling that you were going to be the number one seed, but when you actually heard it, the players had to be pretty pumped up.
Yeah. And one thing I've been talking about is, you know, we don't talk about last year. Last year was last year's team. This is a brand new journey for this year's team and even next year. You know, so I want to always celebrate and I always want to be in the moment. And that's one thing I've been talking to our team about, being in the moment, celebrating, you know, and understanding the journey that we're on. This is our journey. So we knew we were going to be the number one seed, and we kind of knew that whole deal. But I wanted to really still live in the moment and, you know, and celebrate what these guys have done so far and, you know, really, you know, be in the moment in terms of being with our team and really showing appreciative to what they have done this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Before I let you go, first, you got that bye week, the first week. Now, do you have any idea what team that you would play, who is playing in the first round?
No, so unfortunately, like NAI is a little different. So they have the bye week, and then depending on who wins, they kind of go a little bit of location and seed. So they reseed everything. So we have no idea so far. That's the, you know, one of the things that we've learned. You know, over the years of being in the playoffs, but you know, we're taking this bye week, trying to get better. We want to make sure we're better every week, and you know, using it to get healthy as well. So, whenever we find out Saturday or Sunday, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll be right there watching your coach. And this is a special year for you in a lot of ways. Your alma mater's undefeated. They're playing this week, West Boca at home against Mitchell. At 11-0, you got to be proud there, and obviously with your Kaiser University program as well. I can't thank you enough for joining us. Best of luck when you guys play. Certainly, we will have you on towards the end of the season, and hopefully in another back-to-back role. And again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Pat, thank you so much, Blue. You have a good one.
Anytime. Coach Miles Russ is the head coach at Kaiser University. Most of you are out there thinking, believe me, they could play against a lot of Division II, Division III schools. They're loaded, you know, loaded with a lot of local talent, and it's so good to see when you have a lot of the kids that you – and like I said, I went to their St. Thomas University game, and, oh, by the way, up in the press box for St. Thomas University was Butch Davis, who helps out with St. Thomas University. His son Drew is a coach there. So, yeah, it's pretty big time. And it was Orange Bowl day, and all the big wigs from the Orange Bowl were there. Yeah, I really was blown away. I've been to a few of the NAIA games, but having an opportunity to see that was certainly pretty impressive. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk high school football. Head coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons is next.